I did say we have the Sunshine Superman himself with us this afternoon. Donovan, good afternoon to you.
Hello, I just landed. Is it a plane? Is it a bullet? Is it Donovan? It's me.
It is you.
Yeah, hello. I'm really pleased to be here, actually. It's my 50th anniversary this year, and it does stir up my beginnings. And I was born in Glasgow. I've got Irish grannies, a Kelly and an O'Brien. My daddy had a Kerr and a Leach on his side. And when I began the 50th, I said to Linda, my darling, my muse, my wife, you know, I want to go back a little bit. And she said, well, you will go back. They've just asked you to play at the Tradfest last January in Dublin. And then I said, also they're asking me to play a Northern Ireland festival. And I think I'm going to take it because it would be south and north, you know, as far south where I live sometimes in Cork, and as far north up here in Derry. So I'm doing very Irish Scottish things this year.
Well, I wonder what were you given to understand about the Emerald Isle from those grannies? Do you remember?
About what?
Were they telling you about here? And do you remember the Irish grannies?
Well, of course. I grew up from the age of 1 to 10 in Glasgow. At the parties, the big room that nobody lived in was cleared and a chair was put in the middle, and a slightly tipsy relative, auntie or mammy and daddy were pushed on the chair to sing the songs. I heard everything from the age of 1 to 10. I heard all the Irish and Scottish songs. My mammy would sing Frank Sinatra and her sisters would sing Nat King Cole. I grew up with this. My father read me the poetry of Robert Burns and the poetry of the travelling writers out of our Ireland and Scotland. I was brought up literate and musical, all about the Gaelic tradition.
I mean, they say you're the man who taught John Lennon how to fingerpick, and yet your instinct, just if you don't mind me observing, just something, but when you were coming over here, a young musician up and coming, yeah. and you just made a beeline for him, you had a bit of a chat, and that's going to make his weekend.
Well, that was me. When I was 18, I started at 16 or 17, travelling around with a guitar. And so I like to say hello to the young ones, saying, you know, keep doing it. Do the festivals, do the folk clubs. It doesn't really matter what you do, as long as you test your stuff out against an audience.
Yeah. As a creative person, though, how do you balance, you know, being drawn back to that era for which you are synonymous, that whole 60s thing, and you were globally successful? Because I'm sure musically you might be a different person these days, and yet when you turn up here, it's like, God, he has to play the hits, you know. So I wonder how you balance that as a creative in your own right.
A lot of people say, do you feel odd or old feelings about doing your young songs? No, it's my story. My music is my life. My songs are my life. They once asked Leonard Cohen how many songs he'd written, and he said one. And they said, come on, Leonard, one? You've written lots. He said, no, when you're a young poet, singer-songwriter, you create your theme. You establish the theme of your work, and every other song after that is a variation. So I write new songs, but they're all variations on those early ones. And it just so happens, at the age of 18 to the age of 24, all my popular songs hit the top 20. But also my albums were very popular too. There's no problem singing the history. In fact, you can't walk on stage and sing a whole bunch of new songs because you won't be connecting the audiences.
But so many veteran artists, if you don't mind me using the phrase, you know, it becomes like a pastiche, and yet you're here, and it's all the kids are saying, he's coming, he's a proper writer. It must feel great, you know, to have the esteem, not just of the world's greats and all the sort of people we all know, but of kids coming up through.
Donovan's songs will always be forever young, because what the themes that I created were self-discovery, study of what causes suffering in the world, the exploration of myth and legend, a spiritual path. I absorbed it all, just like any good Gaelic, Scots, Irish writer, poet would. It's a theme and it's a tradition. It's no problem for me to sing a new song either.
I would have thought so. I mean, you were in India with the Beatles and the Maharishi. And, I mean, that must have been incredible. I wonder, spiritually, where you find yourselves these days, if it's not too personal a question. I mean, the universal thing still feeding into what you're doing?
Look, we were either brought up proddy or Catholic. And in Glasgow, I was a proddy, but my pals were Catholics to the age of 1 to 10. And then there's this whole thing of, it's still the same book, the Bible, but there's all these different factions. So my generation, and the Beatles and I especially George Harrison and I, We came from this background of what's called religion, but we wanted to seek what was the cause of suffering. And the Indian books had a very interesting technique called meditation, called yoga, that we had lost, or we didn't remember in the West. And so when we went to India, we were looking for something very special. Millions of fans were following our music, and the world was in the turmoil, and it still is. So we brought meditation back.
Well, and it feels these days, doesn't it, Donovan, that the whole tendency towards mindfulness and connecting with this incredible earth that we're gifted to have underneath our feet, it yes. strikes me that you were 40 or 50 years ahead of that trend.
Well, 40 or 50 years before I was 18, there were others doing it too. Basically, it was lost in the West. And they called it mysticism, or they called it magic.
And they poo-pooed it, some of them, didn't they?
Well, we did have it in the West. It wasn't always in India, although it's probably been in India longer than anywhere else. But there is a way to actually understand why we're conditioned, brainwashed into thinking we should hate, kill, be greedy, spoil things. The human race is not the most advanced species on the planet. All you've got to do is see the behavior of certain animal species. They seem much more noble, much more understanding of their environment. So that was what the 60s was about. Trying to find some technique, turn people on and into themselves.
It's nice to have you here. Thank you. We're just sitting on the back leaf of my truck. It's a Dale. It's a Dale. Remember?
Yeah. Well, what have you got there?
I've got something that says that this is another CD track. Now this is Sunshine Superman. I mean, that's the notes that I'm giving from my.
That's great.
My handler.
I shall be singing Catch the Wind as my first song tonight. I'm so glad. Hello, Ulster, and hello, North of Ireland, and hello, the Gaelic tradition. I'm here.
We're delighted to have you in the Limavady heartland, Donovan. Thank you very much. Indeed. The man himself is here. Of course, the headlining act for Stendal 2015 is Donovan, proud Scotsman in his own right, and here walking in the fields of Drumcern. And we're delighted about that. And Colm is another wee flavour of the great man's work.
Through my window today, could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it.